Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I'm getting skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be talking about, should you be flying after breast cancer surgery? Because won't it cause a little bit of swelling from that? Is it safe? Well, they did a study, Lee. They looked at 72 women. This comes out of the Journal of Breast Cancer Research and Treatment. And 72 women were studied. They looked at women flying between Canada and Australia. I don't know what the significance is between Canada and Australia. Maybe because it's a long flight.
That's a long flight.
That's a long time to be up there. But this is for women who had surgery to remove lymph nodes, which is common in breast cancer treatment. They're warned not to fly because of lymphedema, which is swelling, and it's painful swelling in their arms, and it also could be in the legs as well. But the reason for this is the change in cabin pressure might affect the movement of fluids in the lymphatic system. And because the lymph nodes that they're taking out drain the fluid, it seems that that would easily accumulate in the person's arm and making it very difficult to move fluids. So it seems that they looked at these 72 women before and after travel, and all but only a couple had no arm swelling after their time in the air, and only one person showed signs of chronic swelling 6 weeks later. So it looks like it's, you know, obviously it's a small study, but what they're saying is the number one predictor for people who get lymphedema is the size of the person's arm. Typically, the larger the arm, the more chances of, or I should say, the larger the arm, the higher incidence of obesity, the chances of having lymphedema are much greater. It seems that there's also some value to wearing one of those compressive sleeves that may go on your arm or on your leg as well. And also, if you're traveling, obviously the best thing to do is movement. So if you're in the plane, move up and down so that you're not sitting for long periods of time. That really goes for anybody in a plane.
Good tip.
Especially the elderly. You want to make sure you're moving around.
Especially on those 15-hour flights.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.